Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
It's The Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
It got started last night.
If you keep your hands to yourself.
I don't know, man. I guess, you know, now that college basketball is winding down, we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit into the association.
Playoff season is upon us.
That's right. You know, it's
hockey coming. Playoffs and NBA
that's
playoffs.
Right.
They they run parallel to one another.
Well, okay, Matt. We know Reese doesn't care about hockey.
No, I didn't say that.
We discovered that last week.
No, I care about hockey. Right? Did I? Yeah, that's probably right.
But hockey is like baseball to me.
Yeah,
to me.
We care about in April, May.
Right.
You
got to be in playoffs with me.
There you go. And by the way, the Canes, they lost again last night, man.
See, that's what happened. So can they lose this position that they clinched, by the way?
No. Once you're in, stay in.
I thought about that, too.
Good look. Because I thought, like, okay, well, y'all out here playing around.
Right.
Oh, we'll just lose the next eight. Well, you lose the next eight.
The next eight.
Right.
Big pictures, they've set franchise records this year. So losing two games, okay, that's fine. It's fine.
I'm fine.
Everyone's fine. You fine, Graham.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
That's the NC State optimism.
Yeah.
We're good.
Don't talk about
it. We lost to Craven. Ain't nothing wrong.
Don't talk about
it. Ain't nothing wrong.
You've been quiet all morning.
Ain't nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
I'm good. All of a sudden, I'm good.
All of a sudden, something wrong.
Again, I'm just happy we got somebody in the NBA draft this year.
There you go. Come out of 252. Speaking of 252, we watched the basketball in the association last night.
Put him up.
What is it about everybody then from Kinston want to fight?
I mean, and
it wasn't even Brandon Ingram that started it, though. It was Draymond.
Oh, was it?
Dre.
I mean, it was just a little
Dre being cray-cray on the court. That's what it was.
it was just a little hip check, man. Come on. It was a little hip check.
Yeah, but Draymond Green. Look, I'll give him credit, right? He's earned the reputation of being a vintage, almost like the kind of playing you would see during the Chicago Bulls era. That's almost what it reminds me of. A Dennis Rodman type.
That's right. He's right.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely. Yeah.
Like Detroit Pistons.
I mean, if that's the role you want to be, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Just be ready when somebody's ready to come back and punch you in the mouth.
The Warriors are going against the Pelicans, and it was like, you know, it was like almost playoff atmosphere. It was going at it.
for the Warriors, it is.
I know.
They trying to get there.
They got
to
win. They have to win. And that's another thing.
K-Nack's right. And that's another thing. The Warriors are almost like the Dallas Mavericks as far as when they're beating teams that they're not supposed to. Their fan base is going crazy.
Mm-hmm. But
the Warriors got to continue to win to stay in the play-in game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because they're like number eight.
They're playing right now.
But apparently last night a couple of things happened. Draymond got to fighting twice. Brandon Ingram was involved in one. Another player involved in another. There's Draymond on why he got into the scrum. This is what Draymond had to say about that.
I knew we needed a boost. so we were just kind of flat. No energy, kind of letting those guys get wherever they wanted to go. So I just wanted to get us fired up. And once the foul happened, they start talking. Like, it's a hard foul, but it's not dirty. He didn't jump or anything. I caught him on the floor. I hit him with a shoulder. So once they start talking, then they gave me an in to kind of get us fired up, and I used that, and we got going.
Reese, why'd you fight K-Mac in class? Well, class was kind of boring, so I just needed.
Yeah.
So all this is
exactly. That's just what I got out of that.
It was planned. Draymond said he was bored, that they need some energy.
Right.
And he just went and slapped somebody.
It wasn't a hard foul. I mean, that didn't hurt him.
That's what hit me in the shoulder.
It's only going to cost me $5,000.
I mean, and he'll get it back.
Yeah.
The team, the team has it, you know.
And if you watch it, though, that's interesting, though. You think about it. And it worked.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely worked.
It worked. It got the team fired up.
It absolutely worked.
They asked Steve Kerr on what he was thinking holding Draymond Green back.
I'm liking it because I've seen this movie before. So,
You know, it's we need his fire. You know, we need his fire. We're you know this. You've been watching us for a long time. We do some crazy stuff out there. You know, we get sideways and we get too casual with the ball. And without Draymond's fire, his energy, his competitiveness, this thing doesn't tie together. But he ties the skill together. We have so much skill with our, you know, with our player Steph and Clay, what they do, JP. But it has to be ignited through competitiveness and energy and ultimately execution. And because those things often go together. And you saw the execution in the second half was totally different.
Oh, my God, was it different.
So, you know, my colleague over there had this revisionist history about Duke and me saying, you know, number one teams, all that. So, you remember during the playoffs last year when I was talking about the best player, the most important player on that team?
Mm-hmm.
You
sure did. Yeah.
And this guy over there was killing me. He was killing me
on
this.
You
remember that, Pam?
I do. So, hashtag Reese is right.
Sir?
And what I was trying to make sure you understood
See, first
wait,
of all,
wait
you,
for
wait
it.
For it.
Wait
you,
for
you know,
it.
You know, it's coming.
Wait for
it's
it.
It's coming.
The MIP versus the MVP.
Right.
The MVP still overrides the MIP.
And I don't think we argue that. I was saying for that team, though, Draymond is the most important person for that particular team. That's what the argument was.
Yeah.
And in their most vulnerable moments, as we're watching it now,
I mean, I know I said many times this year, and I've been working on, you know, my inner thoughts.
Oh wow, Lord.
We going there?
But
we going to inner thoughts now.
But, therapy is working.
But, he lied.
Well, that's a little bit what I'm about to say.
Boy, this is okay.
So just say Reese, you were right.
Right,
I mean, where we got to go through all that?
I'd be damned.
He going to say that.
It ain't working. You still got work to do.
But you got to go to another session.
Yeah. I ain't had that much therapy.
He hasn't been in the dark for that long.
Good.
That's right.
I mean, look.
I love it. I wandered
around in the wilderness. I may need 40.
40 days and 40 nights.
Have outused all your insurance.
I mean, look, I may need a straight 40. I'm just trying to tell you. I'd be damned if I said that.
Because I was just waiting. I thought that's what he was going to
say. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you know what, you're right.
You're right.
You're right,
man.
I'm sorry.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you didn't say that.
I thought what I said was, I mean, I agree that he is the MIP. It's just that the MIP is not better than MVP.
But what did you say is serious about that's acceptable when we're talking about it? Everybody knows that's what he did. Mm-hmm. And he got a tech. Did he get a tech last night?
He did.
And a fine.
But it's acceptable. It's part of everybody's okay. We good with that.
Yeah.
I mean, what if it's acceptable to the person that received on the receiving end?
But in terms of the NBA as a whole, though, we feel like we're cool with that.
It's acceptable because when you think about it, Draymond Green's a glorified P.J. Tucker. Mm.
Yeah.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, P.J.
is trying to be a
Draymond Green. Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's all the way around. And plus, and P.J.
But it worked, though.
Yeah. PJ is very aggressive, but Draymond be doing stupid stuff. I mean, like I never seen PJ do stuff like Draymond does.
But think about how he explained the foul. He was spot on technically. Like when he explained the foul, he explained it in a manner that it's going to come when he gets the letter.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what's going to read in the letter.
We were just kind of flat. No energy, kind of letting those guys get wherever they wanted to go. Watch. So I just wanted to get us fired up. And once the foul happened, they started talking. Oh. Like, it's a hard foul, but it's not dirty. He didn't jump or anything. I caught him on the floor. I hit him.
Caught him on the floor. See what I'm saying? He mentioned all of the things
right.
that keeps him out of the flagrant.
Right.
The high-end suspension stuff. Foul.
Yeah.
You're right. The $25,000
foul. Right.
I caught him on the floor.
He kept on the low end,
I kept him on the floor. Mm-hmm. He didn't jump or anything. I didn't put – you see what I'm saying? He mentioned all of the greats. So when you that calculated about
– calculated is the right word.
About that, mm-hmm. You're playing the wrong sport. That's a tackle.
I need to go to UFC planning.
UFC MMA or something like that.
Now, the second foul when the young man was on the floor when he just bowled on him under the basket, you know, they kept saying, I said, I hope we didn't kick the kid in the face now.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you struggling to get a good night's sleep? Look no further than Parkway Sleep. For 20 years, we have been your locally owned and operated sleep center.
I'm Brandon Gigling, president of Parkway Sleep Health Centers. Did you know that people are waiting a staggering 6 to 8 months for a sleep study at other sleep labs? At Parkway, we understand the importance of your sleep needs. That's why we offer openings within weeks, not months, saving you time.
Don't let sleepless nights take over your life. Visit us today at parkwaysleep.com. Parkway Sleep Health Centers. Sound sleep, sound health.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.